This is Coast to Coast AM with Barbara Simpson. To call Barbara, call the wildcard line at area code 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is area code 818-501-4721. To call Barbara toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, toll-free 1-800-618-8255. International callers may reach Barbara by calling the AT&T International Operator and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903.
Barbara Simpson here on Coast to Coast AM. Remember, the first cloned sheep was Dolly, born in Scotland. Matilda, the second one, was born in Australia in April of 2000 using about the same method. Well, now Matilda has died unexpectedly at a research center last weekend, and Australian scientists say they haven't the vaguest idea what happened. They just found her body. They had an autopsy, and it has not been able to identify the cause of her death. The government, well, the government's being asked to ensure a safer food supply. The Grocery Manufacturers of America wants the government to put some restrictions on the pharmaceutical industry. They want rules to regulate plants that are genetically designed to grow pharmaceuticals, meaning drugs. They recommend that the government require biotech companies to use only plants that are not grown for food when they want vehicles for making industrial and pharmaceutical products. They're afraid of contamination. And speaking of contamination, you may have heard about those 300 piglets that were genetically modified. Well, the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, they decided to stop selling the former research pigs to market after they found out that they may have gotten into the food supply. They had 386 of the offspring were sold to a livestock dealer, and they think that they may have entered the food chain. They don't think it's a health risk, but they're concerned. The investigation that's going on, federal health officials are doing it, involves not only swine, but the school is also temporarily halting the sale of chickens, goats, and cows. Bet you didn't know they were doing all of that. And the government is investigating whether blood quarantined because it contained mysterious white particles may have played a role in the health problems suffered by about a dozen people, including one who died after a transfusion. It started a few weeks ago when they discovered that there were strange white spots, particles, something, they don't even know what it is, visible inside the bags of blood. It started in the Atlanta area and northern Florida, eventually included from as far away as Illinois and Missouri, Kentucky and Tennessee. They don't think it's an infectious substance. They don't know. They also think that the particles may be in other parts of the country. They are urging blood banks to visually inspect the bags of donated blood because at first they thought it was from the bags. Now they've found the stuff in things that were in blood supplies that were in different kinds of bags. So another problem that we have. And some interesting news going on in auctions. Remember that bell they found from a Columbus ship? An Italian diver, Roberto Mazzara, found it in a shipwreck off of Portugal in 1994, proved that it was one of Columbus's bells from one of the ships. They think it's from the Santa Maria, the flagship of the 1492 voyage. It is going up for auction. Bidding starts. Are you ready? Starts at $1 million. According to Mazzara, let's be frank, this object has a value that is incalculable. We'll see how hard and how high the bidding goes. I'm Barbara Simpson. This is Coast to Coast AM.